Hey, welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm your host, Rod. And as always, I am joined by my lovely co-host,
Karen. I'm in the house.
That's right. We are all in different levels of abodes. We also have
the taser.
Okay. No, that's
Bulla Ball. Correct.
Well, that's for the
Bulla Ball Extreme. Oh.
All right, there you go. We got a fan over here, guys.
We love to see you. I like that.
All right, we're gonna start doing Last Week on the Blackout Tips. And Keith and Hemda gonna host. It's Keith and Hemda. What's up, y'all?
Hello.
Hello. Would you like to know how I should have known that I was PMSing last week? First of all, I'm on the pill, and they told me I'm not gonna get my period anymore. But apparently, I am going to. So all of last week, I was like, this feels a little. Like a period would be coming, but since I'm not getting my period, of course not. But I should have known when I told Xerxes, how come I can't rant about hating men without being interrupted in this house? All I wanted to do this morning was tell you how much men are the worst. And I kept getting interrupted. Now, if I can just let out a 5 or 10 minute monologue about how men suck, and you could just go, I hear you. And then I move on. That's how I think I should have known that I was. I was like, why is this so important to me?
Were there specific names or just men in general?
No. There's just this agitation a week before. And I thought the pills would help that. They maybe need another cycle. I thought the pills would help that. But I get like irritated.
Right.
And then I have to watch that things can set me off a little bit. And so I don't even know what he could have said anything. And I'm like, that's right. Because you know what? Men suck. And you know what? They've been sucking all my life now that I think about it. Okay. Well, now that I think about it, they have been my oppressor. And you know what? I should say a couple things about them right here. And I just, it's not towards him. I know I'm talking to a man. I assume he
does stating facts.
Yeah. I'm like, listen, when we ask you guys agree with us. When we try to argue that you're not the worst, you tell us why did you go to his hotel room telling us that every man could be your rapist. So how come you get to say that all men suck and I can't sit here and just say that men fucking suck because they've been sucking for a good fucking long time. You know that we just got rights? We just got rights.
Yes, we did.
Do you know how it starts? Like, did the mailman put something behind the garbage can and not tell you?
No, like I said, it's I have to watch my level of agitation. I will need to be more alone. I will need to like take a shower. I will need to meditate more that entire week. It's not him. It's not what he's going to say. It is my trigger is on high alert that week. And so it's like, well, I can't just tell Xerxes he sucks or you guys suck or whatever. I just have to go like in general. I have to be right about this because every time I think about it, it's hard to oppose me. Go ahead and try. You know what? Please don't interrupt me, okay?
You shut up when I'm talking to you.
About how you guys suck.
Yeah. Say like, something.
I didn't say anything. That's one thing I do love about Roger. When I get the rant and he just lets me go. He'll be like, okay, all right. You got that out your system? Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I work with, we have a progressive writer's room with women in it. Last year we didn't have but one woman in our writer's room. So we doubled that to two. You know how we do over here, guys, woke.
You guys stop talking about sports?
Sometimes, you know, you got to just shut the fuck up. But sometimes somebody will like throw in a barb about like men in general or something. And yeah, I'm just like, that's right. That is correct. Like, what there's not much to say. It's like you have to deal with this shit, and you're just like venting to me as a friend or a coworker right now. And yeah, there's not really much to add in the first place. And what I find weird is that then they have like a guilt or a panic attack moment of like, oh, but not you're good, Rod. I'm like, I'm totally on board with everything you just said.
You're one of the good ones.
You don't even need to expound upon it. This feels like a circle of trust moment right here. Men are trash.
No, I'll go different. I'm like, you know, I should be able to say this. You get to say whatever you want about white people. I'm not going to interrupt and tell you how maybe there's a nice white person down the block or whatever. I am not going to defend. Anyway, you can go ahead and stereotype all of them, fucking put them on whatever mountain you want and say, look at that, how stupid they are, and just go for it. And then I'm like, I don't care if that's not even a correct comparison. This whatever. Right. You have an oppressor. I have an oppressor. We all have oppressors, and I should be able to. Right.
You can tell how used the women are to someone, to a man interjecting the opposite point, because mm-hmm. it's like a pause where, like, you can tell they're waiting on me to be like, well, I mean, some guys are. I'm just like, no, that sounds about right to me.
it'll catch them off guard. Yeah, it.
You know what else? Wait a minute. I know a lot of men, and I've been around them, and I've heard the things they say and do. So, yeah, right. You know,
they're not for me. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I'm not into them. Kind of seem like jerks. Do you feel it come out on the show at all through the week? Because I know you said, like, it sounds like you were having this conversation with Xerxes, which is not on the show. But then do you go back in your head, like, and question how you felt throughout the show, or how, you know, like, you know, comments what
I questioned? I questioned what maybe Keith saw before and after the show. I went like, oh, I wonder if I showed it, because after Friday's show, spoiler, I know we're not on there. After Friday's show, I go, oh, that was a good show. And he goes, you were nervous about it. And I was like, yeah. And I didn't know if, like, he's seeing the agitation, or it was a big show. So I get, like, a little more, like, this needs to be a little more right. This needs to be, has a lot of moving parts. So I do get more whatever about it. So you guys would have to tell me, because I don't think I, you know, I, like, take a second before I get on air so that I'm not like that. But he has me all day. So, like, you know, I'd be ranting to myself if he wasn't here. But he's, you know, he's like, oh, are you talking? And I'm like, yeah, I'm talking about men. You want to hear? You know, it's like, I really sincerely think I might be doing that by myself if he wasn't here, because mm-hmm. I talk to myself, you know.
I do too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there should be like a sign you wear, maybe like on a necklace, not you specifically, but, you know, during PMS, and it means want to be interrupted, don't want to be interrupted, because I've gotten a PMS rant from you know, once or 17,000 times, and it's like, why aren't you saying anything? I'm like, oh, it's one of these I say something moments. Okay,
you know what, that actually would be great,
like, men, yeah,
like a Portuguese restaurant steakhouse mm-hmm. that you put green when you want the steak to keep coming and you put red when you don't. Yeah, I'll turn it green when it's your turn, because it's like a talking stick, you know. And the talking stick, if you have the talking stick, you get to talk. Somebody else has the talking stick, you gave up your right and just listen for a minute. And I don't think I was in the mood to listen.
Yeah, happens to the best of us. but I'm in the mood to listen. I'm in the mood to listen to some Keith and the girl. And that's what I did last week, and that's what Karen did. And we made notes, and then we're going to talk about the things that we heard. But first, we have to have a word from our sponsor.
Yes.
This episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl is brought to you by Shopliftify. Shopliftify.
What?
Shopliftify is for savvy shoppers who want to save money when they go out and buy stuff. With Shopliftify, all you have to do is go into a store, grab whatever you want, put it in or on your person surreptitiously, then leave the store, and it's completely free. Huh. All we ask is that you get us a package of peanut M&Ms and you mail them to us. And if you get caught by security this time, do not use code KATG or last week at all. Don't. We had nothing to do with it. Shopliftify, wherever you see things that aren't guarded, just okay. That's where you can find it.
So who pays you for this?
Right. That's what I want to know.
I will get paid in M&Ms.
Right. Peanut M&Ms. That I follow, I suppose. Okay. Right. So it's more in house. Mm-hmm. This business, it seems.
Yeah, that's how I would describe it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so, well, good luck. You know, listen, we got to try different things. We're not getting a lot of hits on our sponsors. And
right. The other one being the post office. Things. Right.
Right. And, of course, this week's minimum raise.
Please.
This one happens actually, this one brings together two things that I hate and love, which is sword ratchetness, which is,
you love swords,
motherfuckers with these swords out here,
yeah,
unregulated,
just no regulations,
and no one's talking about it because we got a gun problem,
right?
Everybody's getting like, away with it.
Yeah,
26 people got shot in a school. That's fucked up. But you know what else is fucked up? 26 people getting stabbed would be fucked up, or even two or three. Mm-hmm. And of course, fast food. a woman, 26 years old, arrested after waving a sword inside of New Jersey Dunkin' Donuts. Mm.
Those places are small, usually, waving a sword. Yeah. You know, I feel like you can get wall to wall with a sword sometimes.
Let's say, you know what? There's one of those close to me that it's definitely used as a half a homeless shelter.
Seriously, they're so homelessy with these places.
And it's like, I guess we just leave him there and hope he doesn't stab anybody. It's fucking weird.
Right. All right. I just want to get a coffee. You got a sword. Let's just make this exchange very quick. Officials arrested a woman who waved a sword inside of New Jersey Dunkin' coffee shop Monday morning. It was 10:30 a.m., way too early for sword time.
Monday. You're so motivated.
It's like first thing Monday morning.
Yeah. You got your journal ready. You're like, today's my day. I'm sorting it. I kept saying I'm sorting it. And you know what?
No,
I'm
not going to let.
Yeah, I'm not going to let Monday get me down. I'm starting this week like bullets flying. Let's go. I mean, sword waving, you know, whatever you're into.
One chop at a time. The 26-year-old woman who was described as possibly being emotionally disturbed.
Over men?
I wonder what gave it away. You know? Were they just like...
Why are they calling her emotionally disturbed and not all these other fucking assholes?
They were like, listen, is it my turn to talk? And she said she turned her badge to red and started swinging a sword.
Then turned red.
Yeah. She just started swinging and said, man, and just started fucking people up.
She saw red and then she saw red.
I feel like since we have to bleed for like 5 or so days, maybe we make other people bleed those days.
By the way, when you say about your period, that you're not supposed to have it anymore, it's got to come out somehow.
No, there's some pills that you take where it stops your period because all of the hormones are just the same and your hormones are supposed to change for your period. So they don't have the placebo pill. So I don't see a placebo pill. So I'm waiting for my period to stop. Also, I'm 47. When does this end? I have a child for real. I have a full blown period. I am certain with these hips and this fucking flow, I could still get some shit done, and I don't want to. And I'm so sorry for the people who are having trouble.
You haven't hit menopause yet, so yes. And they said menopause can go anywhere between, it varies per woman, but it can go anywhere between like 10 to like, for some people, like 15 years of their lives is going through menopause phase. You can have your cycle during that period of time. You have not completely gone through the phase of menopause, you have not had a cycle for a whole year. Okay. That's when they was
first
like,
of all, I can't. And second of all, when you said what was my trigger, probably fucking that. Probably I was like, what is this emotion that I
have? You might be going through premenopause. Yeah.
But then you know what I think? If this is how men feel with like jacked up testosterone, no wonder they hit walls all the time. Like if this is constantly what testosterone is making you feel, that amped up, that like I gotta go, that like if I do cocaine, it'll only level me out type shit. Like, then I feel bad for your hormones too. I guess we all have some shit going on. Fuck.
I just think they're all trash and we should just not give them any.
Yeah, it sounds like a trick. I hate men and they can't relate.
Nice try.
Better safe than sorry. I don't care if I'm in the same house or not.
I say you kill them with a sword and a Dunkin' Donuts and we just call it even, you know?
First day Monday morning.
First day Monday
morning. If it's just Keith, no girl, just Keith. I'm just Keith. We know what happened to Hemda.
Hemda saw that Game of Thrones when they started putting up those posters, All Men Must Die. They had to keep cleaning the sidewalks every weekend, if you know what I mean. Yeah, she loved it.
She said, finally.
Yeah.
There were no injuries reported.
What kind of sword is this? A Nerf sword? No injuries from a sword.
Yeah, she just terrorized the customers and staff, but she didn't hit any, I guess. Yeah. Also, I wonder if they called her emotionally disturbed because she's a woman, because that's the nicest way. Normally they're like, you know, this motherfucker was psychotic or a madman in McDonald's. Like, they're like, she was just emotionally disturbed, you know, just needed to watch a couple seasons of Felicity.
I mean, I get it. You know, these places that the way the workers talk to the customers, like, here's your order. Like, oh, I didn't order caramel. You did. I'm like, I'm allergic to it, and I don't say those words.
You have something to say? Nothing to say. Right.
a Japanese wind flute goes off in the distance, and you're just like, fuck. Yes. All I wanted was a coffee.
You feel the wind breeze with the leaves. You'd be like, I have no problems here.
He was charged.
Honestly, a Dunkin' Donuts coffee is not worth it. No.
It's really not. Neither is a Dunkin' Donuts donut.
Usually,
yeah,
no.
I'm not a fan of Dunkin'. It's cake. I don't
cake
want a cake.
Donuts. There's nothing in Dunkin' worth dying for or killing for.
I do like the cake donuts, though. You can judge me all you want. I do.
Well, right now, no one's judging you. You want 17?
You're from New York.
Yeah, you're from New York. Yeah,
that's from New York. Y'all don't have Krispy Kreme up here, do you?
Rare. You can find it, but yeah.
All good. Yeah, I don't blame y'all. You know, it's like when people from New York are like, I don't eat Chick-fil-A, and then y'all got one. And then it was like, sometimes I eat Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Fuck you.
All gay people aren't okay. Yes. I bet I can find some.
My liberal ass coworkers order Chick-fil-A like once or twice a week. And I'm always like, you motherfuckers. Not better than me.
Wow. Not better.
Anyway, this woman was charged with robbery, terroristic threat.
She was willing to pay. That's the thing. That's the fucking kicker.
Terroristic threats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrorizing the building?
If you start saying stuff like, I kill every motherfucker in here, that counts, y'all. Yeah. It doesn't have to be, I have a bomb in the basement. It can be just, I'm going to stab you to death.
No, strangely. I just don't remember when bullets were flying in these scenarios that they said it was terroristic.
Oh, yeah.
This is just interesting wording for this specific one, I'm noticing. Mm.
Additional charges may be filed, and an investigation remains ongoing. As if right,
maybe right. will be filed.
Investigation complete. Well, now that Detective Munch is gone, I don't know who's going to solve this fucking case, but I think she did it, and there's not more.
Law and Order Sword Victims Unit.
Actually, there could be a Law and Order Minimum Rage. Yeah, right?
Listen. Okay, you know what? Yeah. Honestly, no one tell anyone that idea. Maybe I should write it.
You should.
Law and Order is just fucking swords all the time. Yes.
But it seems they find out who everybody is all the time.
Yeah.
Immediately. They wait around like, what did I do?
That is true. We've never done like a sword mystery. We've done thousands of these stories, and we still haven't done like a, they don't know who killed them people. It's always pretty straightforward. Follow the blood.
Let me check your cameras. And there they are. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. They're not very
We got careful. Them on the inside of the building and outside of the building.
Yeah, no, they feel so justified. They always stick around. Here's another story in Georgia where a woman said she wasn't given a biscuit in her order. Popeye's biscuit.
Oh, that's okay. That's the toughest one. If you're asking me, that's the toughest one.
So she took her car and drove it into Popeyes after calling them on the phone saying, I'm about to drive my car into your fucking Popeyes.
Of course.
Oh!
Now no one gets Popeyes because she didn't get a biscuit.
I mean, obviously they use lard in those biscuits because they sound good.
After after crashing into the restaurant, the woman fled the scene, traveling south on the highway and eventually making all the way back to her home. That's where she was got to go. Before the accident itself.
You know what they did? All they did was follow the two pieces dropping on the ground as she was flying down the road. Mm-hmm. It was like, there's a leg, there's a thigh. We think she's in this direction, guys.
Before the accident itself, the manager reported the woman was aggressive and made several threats to the staff. I also read somewhere else that she was later given a biscuit after a fight, but she wasn't satisfied. And I understand that because she drank her soda and those hockey pucks are dry as fuck. I don't know what
kind of ice cream it over. Bro, those biscuits are so dry, Keith.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, my God.
So then she realizes it because the rest of her meal is done. And she's like, I'm driving into something.
They better give you some liquid. You're going to choke on them.
She got done. I was like, I have 3/4 of my water left. Why? Oh.
But even KFC's biscuits aren't good anymore. You got to put that trans fat in that stuff.
They changed the recipe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I was going to say, the only people that got good biscuits is Bojangles. And it's just
am I allowed to say that name? What does it feel like I'm not allowed to say that name? What does it mean? Where did it come from?
That's the name of the restaurant.
I hear you, but that's something a white person would say. That's the name of the restaurant. That's who's in Paris. What? It doesn't feel like I'm supposed to say that. I don't know. It sounds funny. Who is he?
I don't think that means Bojangles, like they be out here bojangling. That's not the type of thing.
Well, was that what it came from?
Karen, that's why he's afraid to say it, because Bojangling is a derogatory.
I would never say that
term that he used to say about black people back in the day. I think Sammy Davis Jr. had a song called Mr. Bojangles or something. So, like, there's some racial stuff to it, but that's the name of also the restaurant and the only place with good biscuits in the fast food game. So,
I'm checking the one closest to me, and it just says no location found.
Yeah, ain't none up here. Okay.
Yeah, I think the highest they go is Virginia, and I don't know how far in Virginia. Then it just stops.
If you're in the South and you go by Bojangles, I do recommend you at least try it. But you probably will not finish it, not because the servings are so much. Because
they'll kill you for being white.
No. It's the South. Come on. We serve white people all the time down here.
Okay.
It's just the biscuits it's like you can feel your finger getting numb or something. You know, like it's you know how you just eat something, you're like, you know it's bad for you as it's going and you're like, I'm feeling the effects, whether it's psychosomatic or not.
Wow.
I'm feeling it as it goes in my body, like, oh no, is my foot going numb? What is happening?
And what's even better, y'all, not to get off topic, they have the nerve to have something called a blueberry Bojangles biscuits.
It's called
a blueberry biscuit. So you get two biscuits and they stuff them full of blueberries and then they put icing on top of that. It is absolutely fucking delicious. Now you will have the sugars, but you will enjoy the meal.
You'll have the sugars.
Yeah. Because that shit is sweet, but it is absolutely delicious.
You will feel you'll feel the sugar melting your teeth as you eat it. Like, you'll feel the enamel coming out your mouth and go, oh, this is nerve pain. And then you'll be like, I shouldn't have ate that. So
that sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, it's in business for a reason.
They come in two, but I only eat one.
You just can't go there all the time, you know? All right, Karen, you know you got to read the title for the episodes, because we got some guests on these and you need to see what you can do.
Yes. But before that, Keith, me and Roderick saw Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear.
I got to see this, right? I got to see this. I would like it, possibly.
You know what? How do you do with
gore? I don't know. Yeah, I was like,
with gore? Oh, no.
Yeah, that's goreness. Like, this wasn't one of the bullshit ones. This wasn't that bullshit they do where they call something cool and then you go see and it's PG-13 and it's like, oh, the bear's eating people off in the background somewhere. Oh, they cut away to a tree. Nah, you see a bear.
They was out here looking them up. And I was here for it. It was great.
What do you think a cocaine bear was going to do, Hemda? Like, just stop with your poetry already, Cocaine Bear.
Oh, I thought he was partying or something. I was trying not to think about it or listen Cocaine Bear. I thought,
Did you think the bear talked?
I wasn't sure.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if it was a cartoon or a person or like if the whole thing was a cartoon. I still don't know.
Right.
I have no idea what this is about. I just keep hearing Cocaine Bear.
This is so precious. This is so precious. Right. Mm-hmm. Did you think it was a character from BoJack? You know? Like,
no.
Oh, it's Cocaine Bear's here.
No, I wish it was. I'd see any character from BoJack make a movie. Any character.
It's one of those fake based on a true story movies where it's not based on a true story at all.
I believe drugs did fall in the woods from an airplane. I believe that.
Yeah.
But then they make characters that you're like, I wonder if all these accidental murders happened.
Right. 13 people died and just, it didn't make the news, but it was a crazy story.
I remember a bear sniffs cocaine because it lands in the woods, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then it gets all jacked up and it's a bear, so you're fucked.
Right.
Oh, no, I don't want to watch that.
Oh, it's great. And then it has to go to his custody hearing for his child and it shows up in the track down. But it has to wear sunglasses inside the courtroom because his eyes are bloodshot and they don't want the judge to know that it's on coke. It's crazy.
They were kids. They were kids on screen, and they're about to do coke. And I'm like, I know it's rated R, but are you allowed? Like, are you allowed to pretend you're even doing coke? They ended up eating it. But I'm like, get the fuck out. Okay. And they spit it out right away. But still, I'm like, okay. All right. And
well, how much are you supposed to take? A tablespoon? I was looking like a fucking tablespoon. I don't do drugs. I know that's too much. What is we baking? A cake here, kids?
Were people in your film? Did you kind of be like, yeah, these people did coke before because they're laughing at
in my
things.
Theater?
Yeah,
yeah, there was lots of knowing laughs in my theater from the first time it did cocaine, not even like later in the movie, like when the bear was just like stretching and scratching his back, and when it passed out and when it fucking banged its head against a tree, they were just cracking the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think everybody's on coke.
That makes sense.
But people are digging this movie. Sense. At least the public is. Well, it seems to be. But you know what? I'm looking online. 70% Rotten Tomatoes, 75% by regular people, but everybody I saw it with dug it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a simple, short movie. The premise is in the title. I mean, it's better than Snakes on a Plane. You know, it's just fucking, I knew what I was going to get.
I was here.
What was that, Karen?
What did you say? I said, covered everything for like the 1980s. They covered like the DARE. I was the DARE generation. Sure. Told you I didn't do any type of drugs until I became a full-fledged adult. That shit worked on me. I was like, say no to drugs.
Yeah. I think the thing, too, was that it didn't like cut away from the violence. So everybody had to feel satiated to some extent. Like, there was no tricks. Shout out to Elizabeth Banks, who directed this. It was, you did your thing, girl. You was fucking them people up.
And of course, it has to be R. Of course, you have to show the gore. And you know what? In movies, I like cursing in movies just because there's cursing in real life. And a movie doesn't seem like Star Wars, there should be one character running around. Fuck, holy shit, holy shit. Everything's blowing up.
Yeah. There is one.
Yeah.
There is one character. It's R2-D2.
All right. The fucking
droid. It's always cursing with the beeps and shit. We just can't understand it. But yeah, cursing makes shit better.
Mm-hmm. You know, what would I give a fuck, no offense, about Karen getting Beyonce tickets? But I'm listening to the black guy who tips, and the way she describes this with bitch and motherfucker, literally every other word, well, now I'm invested, because that is what life is like. You are sweating to get these tickets. And when Karen explains how that bitch is going down and it's getting close to her motherfucking time, and she don't give a fuck because she saved her fucking ducats and she's ready to get this bitch, and it's going to be a big fucking day, motherfuckers, because I'm getting a fucking hotel. I ain't dying in fucking traffic, you bitches. So I got this bitch ready, I got that bitch ready, and then it's all one person left. It's I might get this bitch, motherfucker. It comes, I get that bitch, motherfucker's here, I got my tickets. Can't help it if you didn't get yours, motherfucker. I planned, this is why we got the money to spend it, bitch. And I'm gonna be there at that bitch Panther Stadium, real bitch, motherfucker.
Exactly. The second you see Ray Liotta,
adventure with me. I was like, because everybody was like, it was an adventure the whole time. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize my excitement was that high.
Somebody needs to nominate Keith for best impersonation.
I'm sorry, 1 second. And I got that bitch, motherfucker. Sugar.
Sugar. Thank you, baby. You know? As soon as they show Ray Liotta, I was like, oh, the cursing's going to go up by like 20%.
Yeah.
Just as soon as his face is on the screen, I'm like, I know this motherfucker gonna be cursing.
there was an ad at this movie, Cocaine Bear, called Strays, and it's with CGI them making dogs talk. Will Ferrell, Jamie Foxx. It looks very, very funny, and I know all those jokes that I saw were only funny because there was cursing in it, and I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was a Red Band rated R trailer.
Yep.
And it made the people in my audience laugh so fucking hard. And they're all going to go see that, too. It's like the Cocaine Bear cinematic universe thing. like whatever's happening, where it's just like goofy animal movies, cursing and R-rated. Yeah. Let's go. So it looks like an R-rated Homeward Bound. And I want to see it.
Right. Oh, by the way, speaking of movies, I got to say this. Karen, again, congratulations on your CACA award, talking about the superheroes and movies and what producers are trying to trick you and whatnot. I just read Aquaman 2. They had a test screenings, and I'm telling you, like, you don't know this already. They had test screenings. People, you know, these people in superhero movies, they can put up with anything. People walked out. This DC is not getting it done like Marvel is. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
People walked out.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That Ant-Man movie would be a top five DC movie.
I think you're right on that. I do agree with that. And by the way, that leads to this, Rod. I'm glad you brought that up. Mm-hmm. Listening to the Black Guy Who Tips, I'm not trying to make anybody change their opinion on hating something they like or vice versa when it comes to these movies. Mm-hmm. Ant-Man, for example. I'm just trying to understand what you really like and how much. That way, when you do review a movie, I can understand where I place it. But you know, you say you like Ant-Man. That's me trying to figure out what the word fine means. And so I'm just trying to say, hey, can you admit this only so I know who the fuck you are? But I'm not trying to ruin your happiness. And I want you to go to bed knowing that.
I think when I say I like something and then you go, nah, but you don't really like it.
Right.
That feels like you're trying to change what I just said.
I'm trying to get to the end. I could take it slowly. It seems competitive. I understand that. But I just want to get to the end and be like, I know you're lying. Now let's backtrack and go through it.
I'm a very good communicator and I picked up on that. So okay. That's all why right. I feel, you know, like you're trying to press me and saying something that I didn't fucking say. And I like things, Keith. That's just sometimes I like stuff. That's actually why I go to movies, because I like going to movies.
Right.
And you go because you hate them somehow, but like maybe one out of every 100, you like one, you know?
Right. You like it's everything.
I like a lot of stuff, bro, you know?
He liked Ant-Man, Karen. You know what else he likes? You. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like you too, Keith.
Yeah, apparently. Oh, I'm thrilled.
I like you too, Keith.
I like Keith and the girl. Oh, and people, some people say, you know what? They go, how many Keith and a Girl episodes are there gonna be? Okay, who is listening to all these Keith and a Girl episodes? Marvel got 25 movies, Keith and a Girl got 3,000 shows. And I say, you know what? It's still fucking good. So I'm still gonna keep listening. And that's how I am with Marvel.
I'm here for
until
the next.
Until we get to DC level, till we get to some level where I'm like, what is this shit? I'm gonna still be up
in the timeline no more.
7 out of 10 ain't bad. That's all I'm gonna be. Sorry.
Please don't iTunes review us like that.
Right.
I'm like, I don't care what you motherfuckers say. I'm gonna be listening. All right. It's never enough. Karen.
Mommy told me not to, but gosh darn it.
Yeah, no, can't get rid of me that easily.
All right. It's on you, Karen. Title
okay.
Us.
Yes. KATG episode 3632, no follow-up questions with Jordan Morris.
Perfect.
Good job. Yay. Congrats. Knocked it out of the park.
All right. First episode. Here we go.
That's what we do, guys. I make less and less notes these days. I'm just like, we're going to just get to talking. We four motherfuckers that talk for a living.
They like to talk. So
I'm just taking all these
conversations. Go wherever they go.
Like, I don't need these extra notes. Okay. Was he an asshole?
He was never an asshole, but he's just such a nice guy. But I will tell you this, afterwards, when we got off, he said, hey, I'm sorry if I was talking on top of you. There was kind of like the smallest delay, and that's why there was a lot of you go, no, you go. And we didn't know that. So maybe there was a little interruption, but... That's apparently why.
It didn't feel like it.
Okay,
like
good.
From listener's perspective.
Then never mind. Yeah, it never happened.
Oh, okay. So
by the way, we're recording right now. It's 9 p.m. Okay, continue.
Wow. Now later on when y'all say, why did the host always tell everybody what time the show is? Remember, we didn't do it, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. This is not, we were just going to let
this
you.
This is the quiet storm.
We recorded at the optimum time for you to listen to this podcast. If you listen to this shit 3 weeks from now, you've been like, I don't know when they recorded. It could have recorded 2 minutes ago. But now, we all know, guys.
I don't think Kendra even understands why she's saying the time. She just believes that it upsets me.
But you know what? I would want to know. That's the kind of stuff I would want to know. Because if I felt a different energy coming from you, if there was something different, if somebody was saying the quiet storm, if somebody was saying, hey, today, I want to know how much of today already passed. It's 9 p.m. right now. It's 8:51 p.m.
All right. Well, guys, it's 8:51 p.m. on a Saturday, on a Sunday night.
Easter Standard Time.
We just played a little bit of Jodeci for you. All right. Forever My Lady. Got a request coming out from Appia going to her husband. It's Forever My Lady from Jodeci. So just go ahead and... we'll get into that at the end of the show. We'll play you out, all right?
Her message is, he's an introvert, but I love him.
Yeah. The traffic's pretty heavy on the BQE, but should be lightening up once you get to the Kosciuszko. The Willie B's wide open, though, from Williamsburg all the way to the Lower East Side. But if you're going to Midtown, avoid the Midtown Tunnel.
And don't touch that Dallas got jam on it.
I know, right? That was good. But I am for the weather report. It's going to be a little brisky tomorrow. A little chance of rain. The low will be in the 30s, but you will have a wind chill factor of negative 10, guys. So, you know, look forward to that tomorrow on your Monday morning.
Wherever you listen to this in the world, that's your weather now, okay? I'm going to fuck where you from. That just happened. So Jordan was not an asshole, but thought possibly the delay was happening. Now, would you have preferred?
Yes.
Because he's a professional.
You say it in the beginning. Yes, you say it in the beginning. It didn't happen halfway through, Jordan.
Well, I wonder. Mm. I think he probably realized when we were already live, and I don't know if I was a guest on someone's show. Can I say that while we're live?
I don't think I would.
No. Mm. I don't think I would either. So why would he say?
But I wouldn't know. Also, how would I know?
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't know if there was a delay. Yeah.
I also think he's like a consummate professional. You could tell he's done this a long time and that y'all did that whole show. And until you just said something, I couldn't tell that he even thought it was a delay. Like it felt like almost an old school show where everyone's in the same room where you can talk to each other because you can see each other. But yeah, it was good.
I shouldn't have told you the time. I shouldn't have told you that.
Nah, I love this is what last week is about. It's behind the scenes. Okay. I also love that he knew his pop culture knowledge was limited. Hmm. And he saved everyone the time. That was so everyone should do that. You know, when you know and you know you don't know the whole thing, but you want to participate in the conversation, you should be able to be like, hey man, I heard that Ellen is actually not that nice on set, but that's the extent of my knowledge. I don't know any specifics. I don't have any proof. I just would like to contribute to the conversation. Now you go. Mm.
You go with all the facts.
No follow-up questions.
Right. No, don't ask me nothing else.
Oh my God, that's where the title came from.
Yes.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. Go ahead, Karen.
I'm about to say, I might need to know that because sometimes I just be saying shit and Roger be like, "That's no, Karen, we're not going to do this today." I'll be coming off the top ropes.
And then I get the email. I get the fucking email. What did I do? I didn't do anything.
I say it and it'll be like, "But Rod, you said," and Roger be like, "I didn't even say this. Karen said this."
They say, "But Rod, you didn't correct her."
Oh, what kind of shit
is that? Emails.
The fuck kind of shit is that? Either write the email to Karen or leave me the fuck out of it. What does that got to do with me?
Yeah, just hate her. I didn't do nothing.
I'm sitting here being nice.
Keith, they know not to write me because I don't told them. I don't care. Sure. So what the fuck you writing me for? I'm going to tell you.
I don't even know what you're talking about now. I was in the moment.
They're just being nice.
Talk so much, I forget.
They're just nice because Karen says honey and baby after every sentence and shit. And then they write me like, Mr. Professional, actually, Japan doesn't have a one-child law. It's like, okay, motherfucker, I didn't know. Goddamn. Mr. Wikipedia.
Right.
Himda being a disappointed mom of a murderer. So funny. I was walking home from work and just laughing in the middle of the street. It was like, how could I raise such a terrible murderer as a concept? Just, oh. That was so good. I hope somebody nominated that.
Do it right.
Yeah, there are some of these murders where you're like, this is so stupid and evil, and I don't know. Some murders I get, but sometimes it's like, oh, this kid, you're done. There's no rehabilitation. You're done. That's it.
Look into all the schools that person went to. Or you know, like, was it the education or were they just kind of like not there or something? But yeah. Very disappointing. I'm glad you understand that. And if you guys didn't hear, Rod was hoping that you know, was nominated for a CATCA. I just, you know, I wasn't sure if we were on your line. I don't want to, you know, I want to make sure that even men's voices are heard on this show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We love an ally. Okay.
You matter too.
I know Craig watches those like 48 hours, those kind of murder shows. And he was telling me one, like a dad convinced this 60-year-old daughter to help him kill the mom.
Shit.
And then he's like, so what do you think? Is this daughter 16, a murderer? And I'm like, yep, that's all enough done. Yeah. I don't know what, how long 16? This show is, but my shows would be like 5 years. I'm like, 16's old enough.
Yeah. My favorite is the first 48. I don't know if y'all have seen this one, but it's normally hood crimes. The detectives is like, they spend all this money on the budget to do like reenactments of the crime, and not like hiring actors, but like those 3D models where it's like the bullet went through the window of the car and landed in his thigh. And then another one did, you know, they spend all this money up front, make it sound so fucking complicated. Immediately bring the guys in, and almost every fucking time just they start snitching. Like it's like the show could be 5 minutes long. It doesn't need to be an hour. Right. But every time they act like it's so fucking complicated, and the detectives are like, you know, you gotta really like, you know, get on guy on your side. Sometimes, you know, we'll go get them some Popeyes or something like that. And you just your friend. And it's all the same shit. They go to one room, that guy's snitching on you. And they come back to the other room, that guy's snitching on you. And then one of them.
Y'all all going to jail. I hope you know this. No matter what y'all say.
It's just so funny how they try to make it seem so complicated. But those are the worst murderers. They, they're caught with, I mean, first 48 hours, they're caught within like 6 hours. and then the last thing was that the penis study.
Right.
It did seem like it would make men start talking about how inconvenient the way they travel is in order to be the opposite of the luxury vehicle penis havers that have small penises. So I just wanted to say, I haven't even taken a subway in New York. Yeah, maybe because I'm black. I don't know. But I walk everywhere. So what's the poll?
The poll was.
I thought we just. Okay.
What is your dick size have to be to frequent Bojangles in any of the 50 United States? Have you ever, by the way, you set us straight on black food, you know, chicken waffles. Is it racist in schools? Apparently, tell me if I'm paraphrasing this properly. Who gives a fuck? Yes, do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry. The shit.
What about the story we read where in preschool, we don't know why necessarily, I'm sure it was deep, they put two-year-olds in blackface. Is that okay sometimes?
We addressed that on last, you asked us this last week too?
Yeah.
No,
that's still not okay.
Black people did not invent blackface. It is not part of our culture.
Okay.
We don't even do it to mock each other as jokes. It's something completely white people came up with.
Okay.
And did. We at least, there's at least some foundation in the food that we eat being part of our culture, but not that bullshit.
Done. All right. Gotcha. Have you ever had a gun on you, is the poll, when you weren't supposed to? I voted yeah. I take my CO2 gun into states where it's not allowed. I'm like, all right.
You did not vote yes for that, did you?
Yeah.
I'll fuck this poll then.
Dangerous.
That fucked up the science. You got to run this poll again and put real gun.
Now, Henda's giving this look like, what the fuck? But at the same time, she gets nervous when I take the gun to the woods.
I get it. I get, like, you should be nervous in a gun-shaped thing out in the world, but who cares? I'm talking about a real gun where it's not supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm with him on this. Mm-hmm. Like, if you took a slingshot into the woods, I'd be nervous, you know?
Yeah, like, I'm nervous for you, you know what I mean? And for, like, but these other people, I'm more nervous for, like, just every, and a lot more nervous.
Okay, in
you
that
you can
case,
take out an eye, but.
All right, so take one. One yes
take
out.
One away. Okay. Nobody has ever had a gun where they weren't supposed to.
And see, now that's the real story. These motherfuckers that own these goddamn guns, none of them thinks they're ever in the wrong.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you're lying. You've done my brother. We were going
I should
to
ask, who is your president? First of all, who is your president?
Yeah,
and
was the 2020 election stolen? And also, like me and my brother were going to a basketball game one time, and he had to, like, we got right to the metal detector. He's like, oh shit. It turned around. I was like, bro, you were just out. I was almost calling your wife to be like, so I'm going to need some bail money. I got to
get you went through jail. Them detectives that would arrest you on the spot, buddy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Or did you bring it? I don't know what actually. Stadium. I actually don't know what happens because I've never seen it before.
I'm assuming your ass get arrested. They'd be like, all right, you're under arrest.
I just assumed the worst.
Like, why are we fucking around?
Yeah. Well, nobody's like, doing it. Nobody's fucking around, apparently. So whenever we read these in the newspaper, they're trumped up charges.
You never been in a fucking restaurant with your gun? You never been in a restaurant with your gun that had a sign on the door?
Right.
The sign like, don't have a gun in here? I know you motherfuckers do it because I've seen it.
Yeah, everybody's lying about that. Everybody acts like they go to the driving range every weekend. Everybody's acting like they lock up their bullets separate from their gun. Come on. We know.
Right. I keep my bullets in the trunk, and then I keep my gun in a box in the glove box. Okay. Sure you do. That's the fantasy you had when you fucking spent $500 on that shit. You were like, can't wait for the day when I stop the car, park, pull out the key, open up the glove box, then open up the inside box, then go into the trunk, open up that box, keep the guns, put the bullets into the gun, and then shoot somebody to protect my family. Get the fuck out of here. Karen, next episode title.
KATG episode 3633, Bad Religion, with Christy Cello. Hold on. Cello and Hope D.
Very nice.
Okay. Good bounce back. I was like, wait a minute.
I was waiting to see how D was going to be pronounced, but you did it good all around.
Yeah. I was thinking you were going to say hoped, but you just got me. Were they assholes?
To God, the very nice, of course, very nice ladies. It is funny to me, Christie's religion, but I guess kind of like gun control. I guess that's most people's, right? You know, I'm Christian, but I don't believe in man in the sky. I don't believe in heaven and hell. Okay, right, yeah. But you're Christian. Like, you don't have to be. You can just make up your shit too, like they did. It's just fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I do feel like
I said, I like the adorable clip at the front where they was kind of talking to each other like, hey, I'm kind of nervous. Are you nervous? Everybody was like, yes, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, what made you decide to leave the code open then?
There was no way not to. So we went live and then they go, I'm kind of nervous now, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, all right, we just got to start. And apparently that's part of it.
Oh, no. Guys, if you knew behind the scenes how much prep there is before every episode and before it tells you it's time to record, that is extra hilarious to know that they went through 15 minutes of that. It's like cheating on silent trailers where you just go through so much shit and then the first thing you do is like, all right, so we could cheat, right? It's like, what did we just do?
What happened? They are
adorable. I do think
they are
everybody's version of their religion is just whatever they're into.
This of course. Is, yeah.
I agree.
You know, I know good Christians, I know bad Christians, and the difference is just how the kind of person they are. Like,
it's almost like it's a belief system.
Right.
That just caters to whatever you want, you know? Like, that's why I don't even believe people. Whenever people say the like, man, I don't hate gay people, it's just that I'm like, no, you do. like it's too many people that claim what you claim as a Christian and then go, yeah, I reject that part of it. That's some bullshit, right. Obviously. And I'm like, well, I don't know how you decided that, but I'm glad you did. But why the fuck can't your homeboys decide the same shit?
I don't know if God's commandments are the same as my commandments, but
yeah.
God, I love the Bible.
I mean, sometimes you got to cover the wife, you know what I mean? But other than that,
yeah.
It's a pretty good religion. You know?
What did you guys think of my religion?
Your party?
So this felt more like a religion. The adjacent, right?
Mm-hmm.
It felt more like a religion brainstorm session more than official. Like we arrived to the official conclusion. Yeah, of what the rules were.
Like we're coming out with the plans right now. Everybody throwing out their hypotheses and what
they would contribute things. And then you'd have to like come in and adjust their contribution to like, no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if splat, splat, splat. I don't think that's going to be something that everybody's going to be in agreement with.
What's the splatting?
You know.
Is this period talk?
Well, no, they were talking about doing their period. When they were period, they were talking about we're just going to splat our period. Yeah. I was like, yeah.
Okay, maybe, just not part of the religion, but I will allow the adjacent, of course, to be mm-hmm. used for, like, you know, a church gets used for like AA, gets used for like, you know, meetings, like all kinds of meetings, right? You can rent it or you can borrow it. And then they have programs and community organized things.
I'm starting to like these churches. They seem to do a lot for the community.
All right.
You love it. I also want to do, like, you know, comedy shows and live band shows and karaoke.
I think this is called a venue.
Yeah, it sounds like a club.
So I said, are y'all going to do one minute at a time, too?
And then maybe a pizzeria. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah, strippers on Saturday night, you know.
It doesn't have to be Saturday.
Yeah, any night, really. Why not?
Burlesque. You know? Burlesque sounds nice.
Ugh, burlesque.
Oh, I don't know. You just lost me.
I'd sooner go to church.
Well, I guess I won't see you on Monday night. Come to Sunday.
Oh, during Perry painting? I can't make it that day either. You know, you're going through a lot of work just to not pay taxes. And I don't blame you. Taxes are a lot. But I think this is called a venue and nothing else.
I just love the goofiness of this episode. It just felt like a very silly punch up session.
Like a lot of fun.
Someone coming up with the premise and then it just kept building the entire episode. I was really shocked the title of this wasn't The Adjacent because of how big that one gag became. Was there like a behind the scenes title battle? How'd you come up with Bad Religion?
Yes.
You know what? So we have after the show, we have a doc that we go into, and you know, with the doc, you can see people typing, and you know, so we put together the description there, the poll, we go through the whole show right there, and that's how we do it together. It's remote. So when you work in doc, okay. So
a computer, guys, is a way that
when I got to the doc, I wrote The Adjacent, of course. I thought it was going to be called The Adjacent. When I got to the doc, Bad Religion was already in there, and I was like, fuck, that's good. But of course, I had to write, like, okay, I was going to call it The Adjacent, but yeah, that's better. Mm-hmm. And since he already checked that we didn't have that, I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good. Because it goes to more things. So maybe when The Adjacent opens, that'll be the episode title.
Maybe then I'll earn it. Maybe if I started my own religion.
Oh my God. I didn't know your life was falling apart at the time. You know.
Honestly, I have nothing to say. Let this pass. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, is there anyone that you would officially request not come to your funeral? It started when we said, is there anybody you wouldn't see? I wouldn't see my dad. Everybody was shocked. And then they thought about it and realized, oh, yeah, right. I dated before in my life. Now the poll is there anyone that you would officially request not to come to your funeral? And I could think of people I wouldn't want at my funeral, not because of any kind of energy towards me. I'm dead. But I don't want people to think they're cool with me. You know, like a Pat Dixon I wouldn't want at my funeral. But I wouldn't request he's not there because everything gets leaked. Now it became about Pat.
Right.
You know? So, no, I officially wouldn't request anybody, but I would rather an asshole didn't sneak in like we were pals.
I think
I wouldn't request, but I have a short list of names where if they would come, I think it would be more controversial than anything. I think it would bother people knowing that I stopped having a relationship with them, whether it was just like a fizzle out or like a bad situation that I didn't talk to them because we don't like each other. But then I think, like, if everyone could just, you know, mourn the way they mourn, who cares who's there? Mm-hmm. Right? It shouldn't bother you, but I guess it can. Well,
of course.
Right?
What am I going to do? I got to look around and judge people. What the fuck? I would have some kind of a computer. Like when you walk in and it recognizes your face, and then I already gave you a score before I died, and then somebody walks in and then it goes, and everybody knows, and then it's up to everybody how they want to take it from there.
Okay, how about this? I just died, and now you're going to my funeral in a couple of days. You're all there. Thank you for coming. Hennessy walks in.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Get the fuck out? No.
See?
But it's weird, yeah.
But it's like...
I would probably dab Hennessy up and make a big deal out of it. I think that's the way you go.
Right.
You just got to go completely to, like, almost embarrassing the person. You know, like, oh, shit, you came?
How'd you guys work it out? Everybody would like to. How'd you guys work it out? How'd you guys work it out?
Yeah, let me get on the mic real quick. That is crazy. And we got Hennessy in the house. Way in the back. Y'all turn around. Turn around. Say, hey, this is crazy. Wow. You want to get up here? I think that's how you gotta do it.
Sometimes somehow they'll take a picture and be in the front of it and not know anybody, but it won't matter. Isn't that interesting? That's some move. We were at it happened Wally. Many times, but we're at Wally's place, and I bring it up because it's more his family reunion. He says, hey, but I'd still like my friends to come. I make a bunch of burgers. I'm pretty fucking good at it. But then they start taking a picture. It's a family reunion. You gotta tell me more than once that if you want me in the picture. Not Hennessy. Right in front. The only not black person. Right in front of this, horizontal pyramid.
You know, everybody passing out. Who is this? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
And like, you know,
in all the pictures for what? In case you have to ask for a favor one day?
Like, picture Wally and how fucking sweet of an angel he is.
Right.
And then that's his whole family. And so when Hennessy gets in the front, everyone's like, that's our picture now.
Yeah.
Nobody's, right. They were so sweet.
Maybe Hennessy needed an alibi, you know?
Right.
I was right there.
No, I couldn't have been now. I was at that party, remember? I was like, fuck, you were in the pictures. All right, I guess maybe I'm crazy.
Anyway, the poll results were 50-50. Is there anyone you would request not to come to your funeral? Half the audience say, yeah, I would request somebody.
That makes sense. It should be 50-50 exactly, right?
How come? They're dead or what?
No, because there's like a
motherfuckers
that think, yeah, I don't like you.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. That's...
The other person's like, I'm good.
Yeah. The other person's like, I come to the funerals. Like, yeah, of course you. Of course
they're
you.
Like, I come to all the funerals. I've never been told not I can come.
Yeah. If you're in the other 50%, guys, someone's got you on a list somewhere that you can't come.
Just for the record, the only Jewish thing I ever want to do again is after I die, I do want a shiva. I think that's nice. 7 days, people coming over, bringing food, eating, chatting, you know, laughs start happening, process together, maybe a few tears, food. Did I mention food? Delish.
Mm-hmm. And we've been to these before. It wasn't that much of a hoot.
It was nice.
We're processing, we're laughing at appropriate times, really catching up and enjoying each other. Oh, it's a blast. Ugh.
Part of me feels like Hemda would say that out loud at the shiva. Mm-hmm.
At my own shiva.
How's doing, everybody? We processing over here? Everybody's
processing everybody? Good?
Are we pre-recording of her being this, say the whole thing. Is everybody having a good time? You're like,
everybody, what? I feel like everybody in their grief? What stage of grief are you in?
She separates like seven. How many stages are there? Seven? She has seven sections of the room. It's like, hey, feel free. One might sneak up on you again. You could always go back to anger.
Yeah.
Anytime, each
room will be one moment at a time. You walk in the first room, she'll go through it with you one moment at a time.
She hears somebody giggle in the corner and she's like, that's okay to do. What they came from a pure place. That's okay to do.
Oh, you guys, if we're workshopping my funeral, I'm very happy right now with the results of this first session. I think it's a good starting place. I love it. In fact, now I'm thinking I need a 15-minute TED Talk to play after I die about, like, I'll be with you in my grief. Please laugh through your grief, but also cry. Allow yourself all of this.
For somebody who, when they die, pretends she wouldn't care if an elephant ate her and shat her out because she's dead. There sure is a lot of plans. And then following the funeral, really you guys do the quick play that you practiced.
She's changed a lot over the years. I remember she was like, who gives a fuck? Fuck me.
Piss on me. Shit in my mouth. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Joke's on you. I don't even know. And I'm like, I'm not even in my body anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, I guess I'd rather people didn't shit in my asshole. And she's like, who cares? You took your ego with you? I'm like, I don't know. I just don't
know. But now we got 7 days.
Age changes you. Begin to care.
Now we got 7 days with seven rooms, and we can all be at the adjacent. Yes. And
room,
you know,
a day.
If you're in the acceptance room on day seven, you made it all the way through. Congratulations. You know?
Kemda, whenever, before she died, she said,
at the end, she's already signed them.
Before Kemda died, she passed out like cards for everybody, and it has the names of each stage of grief. and you get them, yes, you get them check marked. And even if you don't do all seven that day, assuming you don't, right, you can come back whenever you can come back and.
Mm-hmm. Or not.
There's somebody on like, staff. Yeah.
Like, guys, I have still, personal notes in them and shit.
I still haven't, I'm still an organ donor. You could take all my organs. You can experiment on my body. Yeah, then burn
just take
it,
one.
Do whatever you want.
Take one while you're there. Take one.
Yeah. Take a kidney, leave a kidney.
Yeah. There's a piece of paper that'll explain it to the cops.
Yeah.
It's laminated.
All right.
You're going to be an eye for an eye. Right. Like, I was not expecting this. What is happening in here?
She got people coming to the funeral that just need organs. They don't even know. Right. Like, so anybody got a liver? I got dibs on the liver.
God. Feel free to be hilarious and bring chopped liver to my funeral. I think that's funny.
It could be in the food room, you know?
The gluttony room.
Yeah.
That's part of it, right?
That's a stage of grief. Yeah, yeah. I feel like eating a lot is a stage of grief.
I don't care what you do when I'm dead. Are there going to be appetizers?
You will have a 15-minute TED talk, right?
Okay. You know what? For my funeral, we're bringing back apps, as in things you can eat.
Yes, old school. All right. Episode 36, 34, 15th annual Catgas.
Yes.
No guests, just winners.
I'd like to hear the name of these winners, Karen. And if she messes up her name, I swear.
Karen, do you have a list of everybody who won? I can send you a link if you need me to in the chat.
I do. I'm trying my best. Now, I know me. My name is Karen Morrow. I know Danny Vega.
One for one. Let's go.
That didn't Danny really Vega. Sound right, to be honest, but all right.
Vega.
Yeah, Danny Vega, correct.
Bianca Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Betsy Helmuth.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Strong. Here we go. This one's a tough one.
Oh, shit.
I had trouble with this one.
Just go for it. Ready? Three, two.
It's Liz. I know the first name is Liz.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Did you just say G?
No, SH.
Okay.
Schiller. No, that's not an L in there.
There's no L. Okay.
So we're narrowing it down. There's not an L or a G.
No, it's not.
Are you good at hangman?
No, I'm terrible at it.
Do you keep guessing the same letter?
Mm-hmm. You always have to have a box of discarded letters. Otherwise, it's a trick.
Right. All right, here we go. Liz in 5, 4, okay. 3, 2, 1.
Liz Squishery. Lord.
Liz Squishery it is.
You got it. I don't think that's her name, y'all.
Liz Squishery.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the
one. It's close.
Are you lying to me? What is it,
no,
y'all?
I might be fibbing. Liz Scheer. We were looking for Scheer. Can we count? Okay, can we count Squitcher G? No, they won't accept that. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. You know, I dun, 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 dun.
Better luck
I'm
next
sorry,
time.
Karen.
But you did good. You got 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, we're going to count yourself. And just a little mistake on the Squitcher G.
I almost got the new car. Almost, y'all. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
That's
sorry.
Right. Next time.
Sorry, I almost got the full vacation.
You're going home with the washer dryer, and I think that's pretty good.
Right.
I'll take the washer dryer set.
Yeah, you could use that, right?
But it just doesn't make sense. She's never messed up the title of a show. There are words all over this fucking show every week, and it's just the names.
There's something. What did a name do to you when you were young?
I have no idea. I don't know if it beat me up in my sleep. I have no idea. I have some post-traumatic trauma somewhere that I need to talk to a therapist about because somebody's name has really traumatized me.
She makes notes
it's just
every
names.
Week.
Like y'all said, it's just the names.
She's reading the notes every week.
She hears the shows.
Yes, I do.
Did we ever talk to Liz Squissergy?
No. You know they're gonna. You know this is gonna happen every week. You know the names are coming.
And I failed the test. Don't ask me why. I'm like, keep step kids. They're like, you know it's gonna be a test. But like, I know. Did you prepare? Yes. Why'd you do this? I can't tell you. I have no logical explanation.
All good. We all stumble, and this is what helps. Now, when I fuck up a name, I won't feel so self-conscious. I'll be like, Karen does it all the time. And
right.
Please yeah. All right. Well, first thing I have to say is, was anyone an asshole that won an award? And was it Karen for how her phone audio sounded?
Karen.
Keith, I had to pause it. Keith, I'm so sorry. I fucked up the sound. I thought I had my AirPods on. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we're just not at the future yet with these headphones like people think we are. That's all. That's all. Okay, that's not on you. You didn't design it.
Like I was supposed to. My bad.
Yeah, you got
to
put it in your ear and stuff. Mm-hmm. But very exciting. Everybody was nice. I guess Danny Vega has a negative attitude. That's just him. I don't take it personal. But yeah, everybody, it was fun to present awards to everybody.
Okay. All right. I also like that when you do these shows, you still do news. Because I think if you're not paying attention, you're a listener, you go, oh, it's just the CATGA nominations. It's just the CAT. Then now they're just telling us what we are, who won. You can go see that on the polls. You just missed out on some updates and some new takes and what's going on with Alec Baldwin and all this other shit. And I love that y'all, you know, put that in there, especially as someone that's doing a recap, because I'm listening and I'm like, oh, cool, some new takes. So, yeah, I appreciate y'all doing that.
Thanks.
You know, I'm going to give credit to Keith completely. Like, I think I might have isolated that into this is what this show is. But I think he keeps on brand with the, no, this is an episode just like everything else. There's no parentheses here. Like, don't skip it. You're supposed to read that too. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the marathons. You know, we give you some extra stuff when we play a clip of the marathon. How am I gonna not talk about Don Lemon? I mean, what?
Yes.
That's the guy had rehab during a commercial break. Yeah, that's interesting.
Don Lemon is such an interesting story because he was at one point. And I can say this, y'all can't even say it. The biggest fucking coon on TV. I mean by myself, the black community, we did not fuck with Don Lemon. One time, Bill O'Reilly made a list of the five things the black community needs to do to like fix itself. Mm. And Don Lemon did a segment on it. And his segment was, Bill O'Reilly has five things and I have five more. I was like, sir, what is happening here? It was like, pick up your trash. Fix your windows if your windows are broken. And like, so it was just, it was, and it was like, dumb. He went to Ferguson. He went to Ferguson during the uprising.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is after Michael Brown gets shot. He's laid in the street. People are protesting the police, you know. Police are fucking cracking down on people, they're beating people, they're fucking shooting them with pepper spray, and they're bringing Humvees out and fucking assault rifles and shit. And this motherfucker goes out on the ground, and the first thing he does is go, I smell some marijuana out here.
Live on the air.
There's still a meme somewhere, a picture of just all the black people in Ferguson after he had been out there for a while, they came out there when he was live on the air, and it's just angry black people behind him staring at this motherfucker like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. And people used to spread it around all the time. But then Trump got elected. Trump decides Don Lemon is the guy he hates the most of all the fucking people on the news, right? And Don Lemon's able to ingratiate himself back into the community because he fucking starts wearing his afro out.
Bro, he's not going to have it a pro.
He's like bringing people on and setting them straight about racism. He's like, you know, totally on the side of like, you know, like fuck these cops and shit. And he did all this stuff and he got himself back into good graces to where it's like the other part never happened. And then he has to say, a woman's out of her prime.
you're sandwiched by women, on this morning show that he's on. Like,
by women.
Like, okay, you said it. You're kind on some of these topics. You're just supposed to ad lib. But you can't tell, like, whoa, that sentence, the energy of the whole fucking room. You don't got to be a cock, but you're not saying words that are making up for what you just said. You have to know what. If you look on the Google or the internet, like right there, stop. Stop. When are you looking up when a woman's in her prime, anyways? Everything you say has more questions. Stop. Just go, hey, everybody's fucking old, I guess.
He used to have a nickname within the community. We call him Dummy Don.
That's very clever.
He's a big fucking dummy. He asked a woman, one of Cosby's accusers, he asked her why she didn't bite his dick.
What?
Like, why didn't the Cosby accuser bite his dick when she was forced to give a blowjob?
Oh my God.
Yep. Live on fucking TV. And just sat there like, this will be an interesting thing for you to answer. It's like, what is happening?
And he goes, I wasn't trying to say you should have. I'm saying just let people know why you didn't. I understand. Like, there's no way it's good. Yeah.
Oh my God. And then the second thing I think about is he is proof that Michelle Obama was right when she was like, when they go low, we go high, and everyone picks on her for this shit. Right. He's proof. He went low on someone who was already going low.
Right.
Like, on the other side, she was like, old people shouldn't be in the dirt. He's like, bitch, you kind of old. And everybody was like,
right.
You got to go get some training and come back tomorrow. And because our side doesn't really do low. Like, it's just built. It's a feature. It's built in. We got to be the nice people, especially in front of everybody. Because when we go low, there's consequences because there's other people around who are like, hey, I'm one of the people you're talking shit about, too. So that's what that saga proved to me.
Well, when he came back, he never addressed it on the show. It's really just for the people in the know. If you happen to be in the know, then you know he wasn't there for a Monday. If not, then, hey, we're not here today. You would think he would come back and be like, can we revisit that Nikki Haley conversation? Because I learned a lot. I learned a lot.
One day of training definitely means we all think you're stupid, right?
Right.
That's all of us saying to collectively, like, he bless your heart. That's a collective.
Right.
He's stupid. He doesn't really understand what he did. He's incapable of truly understanding. Just take him off the air for a day, tell him not to say it again, and then put him back on because no one learns anything in a day.
It's going to be like a celebrity's birthday, and they're going to be like, Sandra Bullock turns 52 today. And he's like, doesn't bother me at all.
Yep.
Like, what, Don? Oh, God, come on. What did I do now? It doesn't bother me at all.
They're going to have one of those old school, like 1960s television, the thing that comes online that's just like technical difficulties, but it's just going to be Don fucking up again. It's like, after these messages.
Right. He's picking all his words up the floor.
Yeah. Listen, I think postmenopausal women have plenty to contribute, if you ask me.
They're like regular women.
I'd fuck Hillary Clinton. What? Yeah. No, I'm saying something good. I'm gay. I'm not even supposed to be fucking her. What? That could be said.
Another meeting? Okay.
All right.
What? They take off the screen again?
Guys, check my Slack. Just got a 1 a.m. 1 p.m. meeting in the office. I'll be right back. I don't know what this is about. What a dummy. What was the poll?
Well, we ended up talking about how Karen was going to celebrate her award by seeing Cocaine Bear. She did and was pleasantly rewarded. So we asked the poll, the audience, the poll was, have you done cocaine? 56% said yes. 44% can only enjoy the movie so much.
I'm in the 44%.
Me too.
I am fucking scared. That's one of my look. I go, no, thank you.
You know what fucked me up when I was in high school? Lynn Bias died. Y'all remember Lynn Bias? Or y'all probably never heard of this motherfucker.
I know the name.
He was a great basketball player at Maryland. He was going to be the number one pick in the draft. He did cocaine at a party before the draft and fucking died. And then that became like the don't do cocaine, young brother, like story.
I feel like we're forever. Missing something.
I'm sure. But it was definitely used as like the he had his whole life ahead of him. He was only 19 and he did 1 gram of coke, like one, he did one kernel of cocaine and it blew his heart open. And I'm like, oh God, I'll never do cocaine, Dad. You know,
one speck and you're hooked on it forever.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what happened with me. But how did you not get scared off?
Yeah, I'm willing to say I'm scared.
Well, Heath was not scared off. Emda, you were scared off. Were you scared off by any story or anything, or you just generally just didn't want to do it?
Me? Mm-hmm. I believe them that this is your brain on drugs. I actually really didn't understand the difference between drugs. So to me, weed, cocaine, like it's because I didn't know the difference, I thought they were all on the same level. They all fucked you up. They all were hallucinogens. You could always OD on all of them on the first try. And also what could happen to you is as soon as you try it, it's so good, your life is over. That's how I saw drugs.
Yes, that's like, what I used to think too. Yes.
I'll jump on it. Also, like, never mind that your life is over because now you've changed forever and you're chasing this forever and now you're addicted or whatever happens to you that is your brain on drugs. But also, I will have embarrassed myself because I will lose control. There's a lampshade on my head. I'm going to set myself on fire. I don't know. I'm going to have bugs crawling on my skin. I don't know because every depiction on TV, at least, like in sitcoms, is like, so-and-so needed to go away because they tried one thing once. You know, like it was so fucking scary. So fucking scary. Even when, I heard people coming back from the weekend going like, yeah, I tripped on acid this weekend. We were seniors, but I was like, you are saying that so casually. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about like how, you know, they were in a car and then they went over here. I was like, you were on acid and did things? Like, I thought you just kind of like melted. Were fucked. I didn't know that you could be a human on drugs. I thought it was like, and now we're fucked up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bad and wrong and chaos.
Right.
See, me and him are on the same page. When we used to hang around Roger's white friends, they would talk like this, and I would look at them like I'm on the Discovery Channel, and I'm looking at them like, the fuck are y'all talking about?
We were grown, but that's because white people look at drugs just completely different, Karen. That's not really that's not the same as the DARE program fear. I feel like that was more of a like, we had no idea how casually white people fuck with drugs because, you know, as a black person, yes, I always heard about, oh, an ounce of weed was in my pocket. Looks like I'm going to be doing 40 years in prison, everybody. Good night. You know? But we were just like hanging out with them and they just start being like, yeah, man, you want to do some X or something? We're like, on this roof for no reason? It's like, there's not another thing happening or something. It's like, nah, man, but you ever be doing, you got some extra perks, like, you know, shit like that. I'm like, I didn't even know this was things we could have.
I'm a bad friend because I'm like, no, my drugs are not for sale.
I didn't know that acid was like $5, $10. And I'm thinking every drug is like so fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. They're talking about doing it. I'm like, where are you? Who has your budget? I mean, I realized later, a lot of these kids are rich anyway. And it doesn't even matter. You don't have to be rich. But I was like, what is this budget of drugs? Do you have a job? Does your family, like, do you pretend to buy something? Like, how are your parents not going like, hey, there's $50, $100 like missing in your movie budget because you did cocaine? I don't know. How is this happening? Right. But of course, like, none of these things have to kill your budget.
yeah. I mean, I just didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. All the propaganda worked on me, you know? But it was also that thing, too, where, like, I think it's just a cultural thing. Like, in my neighborhood, it was like, if you're on the drug and drinking path, you're going to prison. You're going to die early. You're going to join a gang. You like, it's like, it was no, like, version of, like, no, sometimes you have a beer. You know, it was no... Like, it was just, you motherfucker, you're going to jail now.
Your life is doomed forever. You're like, it doesn't work.
You got one chance to get out the hood, you know? So high stakes or whatever.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that stuff as a kid, but I'm sure it's because also, like, I was scared of it. But at the same time, I wasn't allowed to go to any friend's house, you know? So it's not a coincidence that I even drink for the really the first time when I'm in the Army, you know, after all that stuff.
You ever watch a TV show as an adult, like Euphoria or something, or where they like depict these kids in like high school in the middle of nowhere, and they're Friday Night Lights was like this for me as well, where they're like drinking and drugging every weekend and shit. And I'm just like, that doesn't happen. And it's like, apparently it does, right? You're just right? a fucking nerd.
I'm just aware who was uncool, who didn't know where the drug man was. I tell people I am a square. I know nothing. Don't come to me, I probably won't get it.
I think in the Army, we play like a more advanced form of laser tag, something attached to your rifle, and you're really running around as if you're in war. Every time, multiple people fake die. Cocaine isn't so scary.
Yeah.
You're like, why not? Yeah. Why the fuck not? I'm doing this.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing too is there's two kinds of people in the world. Like when I was 16 and stuff, and people would tell me about drugs, one of the things would be like, dude, it's better than sex. And I'd be like, sex is already pretty good. I don't.
That's silly.
I'm thinking about that a lot at 16. I don't think I need to add more on the plate. Like, I feel like if crack is two times sex, I'm going to definitely be thinking about crack a lot. I'm already thinking. This is already out of control.
Right.
But then there's other people like my brother that hear it and they're like, it's better than sex? Well.
Yeah, if you're also having sex.
Yeah.
A donut's better than sex if it's donut and sex.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right. That was
It's just tough. You know, you see half the people, it seems, on this planet are doing coke. And I'm the type of person like, I'm just going to wander my whole life. No, I want to sneak into a Bojangles. I want to, you know, there's stuff I want to know.
Yeah. I don't think I'm missing out. Like, I don't even think like I need to know what it's like. I don't want to know what it's like to even sniff a drug. Like, I never want to inject the drug. Like, if they could stop taking my blood that way, if we could figure out something else, but yeah, I don't want to. And Molly was already too much for me. I did it a few times and now I'm like, I think I'm good on the speed. Mm. No, I'm done.
I like that old Chappelle joke where he talks about once he gets to 70, that's when he's going to do all the drugs. that old man is tripping balls. I'm like, that sounds like a fun time. Like, I ain't got no responsibilities. I'm retired. Yeah. I'm already could be out of here tomorrow from just not waking up. Fuck it. Let's go ahead and try then, for the first time.
I get that. And also he has enough money to like do the drugs that won't and the amount of drugs and the right drugs, the cleanest drugs. And so he could be fine.
Well, he said this when he was broke, but yeah, he did eventually make enough money to live that dream. So shout out to him. I gotta step my game up, bro.
Set your goals, you know?
Yeah. let's see. Last week on Keeping a Girl, no notes. I'm curious what time the show is recorded because I did get like a late night vibe. Because I'm feeling too sexy.
The song is still up.
Yeah, and listen, I don't even have much for Chew. He seems very happy.
Mm-hmm, he does. Right.
You know,
I have something for Chew.
Oh shit!
Okay, we have a massage table. Haven't used it that much. And if he gets whatever massage thing he needs to do, he can have it when he comes here for KATG week. If he wants to lug that back, it's a really light. It fits in a bag and you can take it wherever.
And y'all aren't really using that for like buttering and stuff?
You know, we are a bed butterer, you know?
Okay.
Understanding that every time a buttering happens, there was suggestion of that. And it's like, well, there's this other place too, and
yeah,
turns out we don't need it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Open up a bed, butter, and breakfast. You know, go ahead and start something new. And I do hope he gets the massage degree or whatever it is, but who knows? Like at this point, I feel like he's going to be the full,
his dreams village. Always change.
Like he'll have one of every part of each outfit from the Village People. He's like, I'm a construction worker, I'm a little bit of police officer. Paint on the side. I'm Native American, and
I got these handcuffs. Yeah, we don't.
And I'll give you a massage. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Do it all. Don't let me limit you.
We just got to keep supporting.
That's all.
That's all we're gonna do. We gonna support you.
Yep. So that's it for me, everybody. This is a fun spoiler alert late night edition. Now that y'all heard this, you guys hope we didn't change the vibe for you.
Can I tell you some stuff about the show on March 19th?
Yes.
March 19th, it will not be on our YouTube channel, although you should be subscribed there anyway. It will be a ticketed event. However, if you can hear this, you will have a ticket in your dashboard because VIPers will get a free ticket. And if you gave to the Kickstarter, you can get that too because you're the one who helped create the game show. So the lineup will be Nick Turner, Mae Wilkerson, Kevin Casey White, and Abby Crutchfield.
Ooh, strong. Some faves up in there. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Keith, you nervous?
No, because it's so far away. I got bigger fucking problems.
Are you nervous about your stand-up, which is even further away than that?
The stand-up I'm nervous about, so I just scheduled a driver's test for Tuesday, so I could be more nervous about that.
Are you now scheduling stuff so you have material?
You should see my silverware drawer. It is just, everything is just so perfect.
That's his procrastination. Mm-hmm.
He's going to go on some fake dates on a dating website just for the material.
Right.
You know? He's like, sorry, honey, these apps are crazy. I need some material.
You know, you were telling us, like, people tell you to do stand-up all the time, Rod. Let's say you were to do stand-up. What would be your material? Oh, Keith, do you have a pen?
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me more about this Bojangles.
I don't think you can do my material. I'm currently, I'll tell you something I'm working on. I'm currently on TikTok highlighting Black mm-hmm. history people that don't normally get highlighted during Black History Month, and it's doing pretty well. I'm just highlighting all the Black people that have like sold out the community. And so
he's been doing it every day for the month of February.
TikTok stopped taking my videos down. It lets them stay up now. And I got two more days. Leaning towards a couple major ones to wrap this bad boy up.
What's an example?
Surprisingly, Martin Luther King. Here we go.
Martin Luther King. A lot of people don't know this. A lot of people. It would be funny if I put him on there. I might do a fake out. Like, he did cheat on his wife with white women, everybody.
I know, you have to post that in March because he fucked with women. You know what I mean? Not.
I am thinking of doing some extra material. But you know,
throw Bob Marley into March. You fuck with women too.
Chris Brown. Yeah.
James Brown.
Yeah.
All men all in all Brown. History. It's period month. Yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah. Someone's gonna put me in it and shit. And I'm like, this isn't even your mom. But for example, like you know, one of them is Condoleezza Rice or Ben Carson. Police Dogs are in there. there's some abstract ones. You know, there's some that aren't going to make the cut. Like I was going to do the Crows from Dumbo, but I decided people might not get that one. So, but it's been fun. So you know, you can use all that material in your stand up.
All right, thank you.
Yes, you can. Yeah, and Keith, Roderick was on Drunk Black History, and he didn't even tell y'all. Him dude was like, I would have.
Why are we bringing this up on the air?
I am so sad about that. How dare you? I mean, I should have had it on my calendar to go see because I meant it, but we weren't, and you were on there, and. You know
I'm so sorry. I my coworker said the same thing. I don't know. I wasn't even trying to keep it a secret. I literally just did not think it was a big deal. I was like,
I follow. You know what? Drunk. What's his face?
Brandon Collins.
Brandon should be very upset that you're saying that it wasn't even that.
I shared it on my social media because you know that's
where
they tag me.
Everything. No, that's fair enough.
Who knows how the algorithm goes? And then I was just talking to my. And coworkers are random about something like, oh, what you getting into? I was like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be presenting on this thing tonight, Drunk Black History. And they're like, oh, I heard of that, man. I would go or whatever. And I was like, I mean, you're welcome to come. No pressure. I don't want people to feel like they need
when
to.
When you're on a lineup for our show, can you pressure your friends?
I listen. Every time I'm on the game shows, or every time I'm on Silent Trailers, I share it. I mentioned it on the show. I did mention it on our podcast. You know, I just didn't think.
I'm late with everything, and I should have been on it because I follow you. I am. I should have gotten some information.
You did a really good job. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Great. Sam Thanks, Jay, Karen.
Sam Jay was there. She went after me, but she heard some of mine and was like, oh, you're really funny. And I was like,
well, I'll never know, but Sam J will know. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, well, the video of it will come out at some point. I'll make sure to share it with everybody.
Okay, cool. Very cool.
Ray Sani came out.
God damn, stop talking. I can't even. You know what? This is why men suck. What was it? What did I start the show with? What the fuck? I just said I'm so upset for missing it. Now you're telling me I also missed Ray Sani. Okay. And you had the best time. Were they also giving out chicken and waffles? Did I miss out on watermelon?
You might have.
I don't know what they had before I got there. You missed out on alcohol for sure. all right, guys. I think everyone's, you know, it's 9:47 at night and everyone's just enough upset to end this thing on a high note. I think, are we doing this again next week?
No, I think
next week too.
Yeah, you do.
It's on you, Karen. So next week, Karen will be flying the plane. I'll be your co-pilot, and we'll get you guys whatever time we're recording, because who knows? We'll get you guys where
I'll
you need to go.
I'll tell you.
Because we'll snitch. All right, y'all. Till then, peace.
All right, I gotta go put this show up now. Apparently, they know it's coming. All right.